Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
All right, here we go. The Wire to Wire podcast. I'm back with my co-host, Jordan.
Yes, a familiar voice, of course. It's been a while, though. You know, you got the silky on, you got the do-rag, you know, a different vibe. You know, I don't know what's under there. You got the braids, you know? What is it, the braids?
I'm on the weekend look right now, you know what
You're
I
on
mean?
The weekend vibe, eh? Okay. Shout out, Abel.
Yeah, it's been a very interesting couple of months. Obviously, a lot has been going on in the world. I've been trying to cover it on the podcast, but there's just so much to cover. When you were coming on regularly, especially during the summer, we were discussing a lot about, you know, Drake and Kendrick.
Yeah.
And it seems that has now expanded to beyond just Kendrick. Now it's, you know, UMG itself, you know, Universal Music Group.
Yeah.
So the stage has been set. We have Drake versus Universal Music Group. Obviously, he put out that lawsuit. So there's a lot to unpack, but I want to start by getting your opinion. What did you make of it?
I'm sure you touched upon it in previous episodes, but it is interesting, and I guess this is what he meant in terms of the pushing the red button when he dropped "Scary Hours 3." Was it?
I think
two
I
or
think
three.
was it Scary Hours, or was it the when he did?
Yeah, it was for all the dogs, like "Scary Hours Edition." That's
oh,
what it was.
Okay.
When he had the red button song, we didn't know what he was referring to. But this seems like this was the play here, right? Going nuclear, almost an act where it's him versus, you know, the big corporation, the big guys. And I there's a lot of ways to look at it, right? There's he's almost seen as like, this is his white side, for lack of better terms, going legal. And when we're discussing hip hop, like that's never the route you take, going legal, suing, whether it's, even though it's not really directly suing Kendrick, it's suing Universal. But yeah, again, I've watched online, listened to a lot of podcasts, heard a lot of takes, seen both sides of it. It's all interesting to see how it unfolds. The timing of it doesn't look great. Doesn't put Drake in the best position as well, just from a mainstream lens. Like everyone's gonna see it as he went up against Kendrick in the summer. He lost the battle. Everyone says he lost the battle, and now he's crying wolf, right? He's suing. You know, he's looking at a way to push the red button. And he's looking at a much bigger play than just a little beef or a diss track or something like that. He's looking at it as he's bigger than Universal. You know, he's always said it. Is it who's the CEO of Universal? Is it Drake or is it Lucian? Right. So he's always hinted at it here and there. So it's always been interesting just to see it all unfold. Because again, we've seen it for the past 10 years. His impact for the industry, how much he did for Universal. And we're looking at the value of a stream and what they pay him. I know they paid him around, was it 40 million? They had a $40 million contract.
Wasn't it 400 million or something?
Oh, 400 million or something, yeah. Something around there. But like, it's probably not adding up to what he's being able to do for the label. And now he's going against them, knowing that they had some sketchy tactics to build up a song that defamed his character, right? So it makes sense in what he did. Of course, In hip hop, no one wants to see it go legal. We want to keep it in the streets. We want to keep it rap. But again, Drake's in his right to do what he chose to do. And I think it's a bigger play, right? Who knows how Universal will survive without a guy like Drake, right? And it doesn't seem, and we had this conversation before about there's no Drakes or these big artists, Weekend or whatever the case may be, that are developing anymore, right? There's not going to be another Drake. So if however this lawsuit ends up, if Drake is an independent act and they no longer have a Drake to rely on, who are they going to rely on for the next for coming years, right? So that's how I kind of look at it. So it'll be interesting to see how it all unfolds.
Yeah, so I mean, truthfully, I haven't really covered this in previous episodes. I thought that there was just so many layers and depth to it, and to be honest, I didn't really want to tackle it by myself. I prefer to have you there as a co-host when I'm covering it, because then at least we can have a free-flowing conversation where I can get more ideas out there, right? So that's why I kind of stayed away from it. But man, I think this is such a multi-layer conversation, and you kind of touched on all the points. I think there's a business aspect to it. I think there's even somewhat of a racial component to it as well. But I'm going to be the Drake defender and say I don't really have a problem with what he's doing. And I think the dialogue around it has been so disingenuous and borderline disgusting. And I'm kind of glad this Jay-Z thing is happening, not because I want to see him going through it, but because it really shows how disingenuous and fake these media pundits are, right?
Yeah, because it is quite ironic.
It's very ironic because he has the right to do a countersuit against something that he believes defames his character, but Drake suddenly doesn't have the right to do it. But I don't want to go too much into that topic. We'll get into it later. But to get to the Drake thing, I mean, is it really him doing something that's considered Karen or white behavior? Or is it just him playing the game? Right? Because this is the only really remedy that he has, because I don't believe he lost the beef. I thought musically he won, but I also understand that I'm a minority
Yeah, in
in
that,
that, with that opinion, right?
Yeah.
So public opinion is not even trying to hear anything. They've already declared Kendrick the winner before he put anything out. And then you're putting this guy as the headline performer for the halftime Super Bowl, right? And there wasn't really much of a process. I don't think they had a list of artists in Kendrick one. I think they knew from the jump they were going to give it to him, right? I don't think there was a vetting process involved. So I think this is just his way of kind of like using a remedy to get him to not perform that track, to take away Kendrick's momentum, because people will be tuning in to watch Kendrick to perform that track, and he's probably more than likely not going to get a chance to perform it. So he created baggage with it. So I think that's one element. And also, too, if I'm trying to renegotiate a contract that has to go through Universal, this is something that could hurt his leverage or hurt his negotiation power, because they'll take anything to hold against an artist, 'cause
100%.
they're trying to keep as much money in their pocket as possible. So if this is something that they can find, that they can say, hey, maybe we can save a few hundred million, and using this as an excuse, then, well, I gotta take that card away from you and I gotta disarm you, right? And I do think there's a little bit of a political component. You know, I know Drake supported a certain cause, right? I don't wanna get too much into it. People can read between the lines, but he supported a certain cause that is kind of controversial to be supporting, and that might have caused friction with the CEO of Universal. People can read between the lines to see what I'm talking about. So I think there's all these different elements that's in place that I'm going to play the only card in my deck that I can play, or push that red button, so to speak.
I agree. And again, it's not like I said earlier, right? It's not like I'm against Drake and what he's doing. I'm a supporter of Drake, and I just played both sides in terms of what the hip hop heads, how they view it, and how I guess a normal civilian may view it, right?
Yeah,
At the end of the day,
I wouldn't accuse you of playing both sides. You're like, I wasn't even like going at you when I was saying that comment. I was just saying in general.
No, I 100% agree. But I guess that's how I kind of like explain my take, right? There's one side of it, how hip hop may view it, right? And again, a lot of hip hop is on the side of Kendrick regardless, right? The majority feel like he won the rap battle. And then he came up with an album as well not too long ago. A lot of people enjoy it or are fans of it. And then he has the Super Bowl performance coming up, and there's just a lot around him that people are championing. Where on the other side, with Drake, there's been a lot of antics, whether it's on social media, his hair, his behavior, his character, a lot of things to question, right? So a lot of ammunition to go against Drake, right? And it's almost like it's clouding what's really going on, right? And there's a lot of distractions, clearly, right? So it's no one will really know what the truth is. Again, there's a lot of opinions here and there. But if you see it for what it is, right? There is a song that went out saying that he's a PDF file, and there's no evidence to support it, right? So it's just like you can't just go out here saying such egregious claims and just it going number one and it getting promoted, it getting pushed, and it coming out of a label that Drake is also in business with. Like it just doesn't make sense. So for Drake, it's a clear makes it clearly makes sense for him when he talked to his legal team about how they want to go about this. And with the Super Bowl in mind, I still think Not Like Us gets played on Super Bowl. Whether it's short, whether it's something, I mean, who knows, right? Like the album that he just drops, like maybe that hints and he's gonna focus on playing some of those songs and then as well some of his classics. So then that maybe gets him not playing Not Like Us, but like it'll be interesting. It'll be very interesting
Yeah, and you
for to
see,
see if it plays or not.
but you see, that's what's crazy to me, right? Because if you look at it, a lot of it he was saying is the Universal's business practices around the release of these songs, right? So saying the utilization of like bots and things like that. I mean, yeah, you could look at it, you could see the numbers that it was doing on YouTube right when it came out and say, yeah, these numbers look kind of funny, right? But it's also to the playlisting on Spotify that if you search Drake, this song comes up.
And if you're playing whatever, and then the next song is gonna be Not Like Us.
Yeah. So it's like, that's what I think is at the core of it, is the fact that you guys are overwhelmingly supporting this track where he's defaming my character, and it's garnering or it's shifting public support and public perception. And I think that's really what it is. That it was not a fair battle at all. Like
And that's what we always kind of got to. Like, I again, we always took the angle of it's a numbers game, right? In terms of the US versus Canada, for example, right? And the way that just US media is just it overpopulates the sound waves, right? In your podcast, radio, media, social media, whatever the case may be. So you're constantly seeing it. But it's like the same thing when it comes to these playlists, right? And Universal, it's just like, even if you want to ignore it, you can't. Like, you can listen to, hey, play some Halloween music, And then Not Like Us is coming right after that. You know what I mean? So it's just like you couldn't avoid it. So it was, again, it was a lose-lose battle regardless. But again, it's all interesting. But again, we have artists like with Kendrick who we haven't seen in years, but all of a sudden we're getting all this music. It's like they're pushing Kendrick to be their now their ace in the hole for when they need to, they need to build up things for the label.
Which is usually what these labels do, right? Like it's always who's now versus who's next.
Yeah.
And I think where hip hop is in a weird space is that there's not really much to pick from.
No.
So naturally, this guy who shows to have somewhat promise in Kendrick already has just so happens to have an existing beef with Drake. So the
Yeah.
label's looking at it like, no matter who wins, we win in the end, right?
Exactly.
It's
Yeah.
like imagine if you're like a boxing promoter and you have two fighters that you're promoting going up against each other. You don't really care who wins the fight because you get money in the end, right? So
Yeah.
I think that's how kind of that's the lens that they were viewing it from. But then if you view things from that perspective, then you're loyal to nothing. You're loyal to nothing. You have no loyalty. That means there's no integrity in your practices. You're just going to do the practices that will garner the most profit.
Yeah,
Right.
exactly. Essentially, yeah, I feel like boxing is a great analogy for how this battle kind of had a kind of went about, and especially knowing they could see what like the projections were, you know what I mean? And then they hear what the audience wants. So if they're seeing that, oh, everyone's supporting Kendrick, let's lean to Kendrick. If everyone's leaning towards the downfall of Drake, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, let's feed into that, and it just that's kind of how it went.
Yeah, and this is how you know it's deeper than just music. People generally don't like Drake. Like Joe Budden clearly said, I know Kendrick is using bots. You don't think I know he's using bots, but I just don't care.
Yeah.
And it's easy for him to say that, obviously, because he doesn't like Drake, right?
Yeah.
So the fact that it's working against Drake, he's cool with. But I'm willing to guarantee. If people were saying that, oh, Adam 22 has a way better podcast than Joe Budden, Joe Budden's podcast fell off versus Adam 22 because his views and his listens are a lot higher.
Yeah.
And it was no, I'm not saying he does this, obviously, but
Yeah,
hypothetically,
I know what you're getting to. Yeah.
let's just say Adam 22, there was speculation he might have been botting his views and botting this. Do you think Joe Budden would have been cool with that?
No, not at all.
He would be throwing the hat off his head. He would be yelling
Yeah.
at Creesh and Ice and all these people. He's
Yeah.
using bots. He's
Yeah.
using bots, right? So,
Yeah.
and again, I'm not saying Adam 22 is. I don't want people taking that
Yeah.
away. I'm just giving an example of how phony he is. Because
Yeah.
any other scenario, he wouldn't be cool with it. But because it so happens to be against a guy that he doesn't like, oh, I don't care. Now you don't care. So,
Yeah.
that's why I say this stuff is disingenuous, right? And for guys like Ebro and Peter Rosenberg, I don't really
Yeah.
take these guys seriously. Like to me, they're kind of like they're cassette players in the streaming era. I don't really care for their opinion, but it's very obvious that these guys have a vendetta against Drake, right? Same with Charlamagne and these guys. But if you really peel back the layers, a lot of it is they don't have access to him. Right? Because if you think about it, he usually keeps more in touch with like the young streamers. He's in the internet and social media space, right? So if he's going to talk to anyone, he's going to talk to them, or he's going to just speak for himself through social media. He doesn't
Yeah.
really go on these platforms. He doesn't feed them information. He doesn't do any of that stuff, right? I'm pretty sure Kendrick doesn't do the same things. But Kendrick has people in his circle who feeds them little tidbits, who makes them feel like they're part of something.
Yeah.
And I think that combined with the whole he's not like us, the racial element, I think all of that is really what propelled them to go for Kendrick.
Yeah, that makes sense. And yeah, it totally makes sense. And it's almost like they're trying to bully Drake to bring him out of character, you know what I mean? To get a response, to get something out of him, because they don't get anything, right? So they have to pick at him, poke at him, and probe at him to get something, right?
Yeah,
Because that's the only way. And they
and
can't ignore him. Like, it's crazy because, like, we started the year, or when was it when he dropped that that snippet in the orchestra when he said he's gonna take some time away and disappear for a bit?
wasn't that after the release of For All the Dogs?
Yeah, I think it was a bit
So that
after
was
For All
a,
the Dogs. Like
yeah.
he did the scary hours thing, and you were supposed to like take some time away, right? He said he had a stomach issue and he had to get right, blah 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 blah. And then we went through a full year of covering Drake. There wasn't a week or two that went by where something about Drake wasn't brought up, which is crazy. This was a guy that was supposed to be low, and this was probably his most unactive year musically.
I
Like, you know
agree.
what I mean? And but he was still the hottest topic for the whole year. Like, if we were to like AI, like how many times Drake's name was mentioned throughout podcasts or Twitter or whatever the case may be, throughout this whole year, he'd probably be number one, like everyone's Spotify wrap-ups. So it's just crazy how he's still sustaining his importance by just doing him. You know what I mean? So it's almost like it gives me concern about what is the music industry, what is the podcast industry without Drake?
And I think, this kind of makes for an interesting conversation, right? Because I think why Drake is in a very unique space is because he was a coming of age artist, where as he was kind of becoming a star and going into stardom, he was putting out music that people, especially a younger generation, can really relate to. And I think that's what makes him very unique, is that he kind of grew with his audience, so to speak, in terms of us watching him, but then also his music being able to resonate with where we are in our lives, right? But I think where there kind of creates a little bit of I guess a separation is that he's living life on the highest level now. Like, this guy has his own plane. He has hundreds, he's signing contracts for hundreds of millions of dollars. So he's in a very unique space, right? And so, because he's been winning so much, that relatability is now starting to become resentment. Because I think the one thing that Kendrick does, and even The Weeknd does, that I think Drake didn't leverage enough, was kind of making the audience miss him. It's just he was always there delivering music to the point where it started getting taken for granted.
100%. Yeah, that's definitely been his like downfall, which is just ironic, you know what I mean? 'Cause he's been so reliable for us as fans, as listeners. We can always look forward to a Drake project or an EP or something that he's going to be featured on, an OVO Fest every year, whatever the case may be. It was never a, where's Drake? We always kind of knew what he was doing, what he was working on, what was upcoming. You know what I mean? It was never just like years of just disappearance, then he deletes his Instagram, then he's like, oh, and then he sends out like posts, like something like Future would do when he deleted his whole Instagram, clean it up, and then put out like a snippet. Like, it's always been like engaging with consumers, active, you know, always someone that we could rely upon when it comes to growing with an artist, you know. So
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll ever have that experience again. And I feel like these record labels, like, they kind of have to look at that as well. It's just like, damn, like, we never had a guy that locked in for 10 years and showed up and delivered for a decade, you know? So it's just like, I don't know how they could still garner our interest when we have so much distractions in the streaming era right now. You know what I mean? Like, it's like we listen to an album once, it's like, oh, this is a good album, but like then the next week there's more music coming, so it's just like I'm not like rinsing a project anymore. Like I'm just gonna listen to it once or twice. Maybe it pops up in a playlist. I hear it out once or twice, and that's it. You know what I mean? It's not that same passion, or almost like addiction that we're gonna have for an artist anymore.
Yeah, we're it's a different time. Like Drake is just one of those artists. It's gonna be where you just had to be there. Like you had to be there to experience it. Like you had to. Like I remember, what was it? High school when he dropped Thank Me Later. I had just started undergrad when he dropped Take Care. So these are just moments in life. If you didn't experience it and you didn't live it, you just wouldn't, you wouldn't understand, right? And you're right, like he's always consistently given us something, because 2010, Thank Me Later, 11, Take Care, 12, he was doing a lot of loose singles and stuff, but 13, Nothing Was the Same.
When nothing was the same came, nothing was the same.
Yeah, and right, and then 14, we got loose singles here and there, 15, If
If
You're
you're
Reading
reading
This, It's
it.
Too Late. 16, View, 17, More Life, 18, Scorpion, 19, He Gives the Care Package, 2020, Dark Lanes Demo, 21, CLB, right? And 2022, I think he dropped like what? Two projects. He dropped the house one,
Honestly, never mind.
Honestly, Never Mind. And then I think also we got Her Loss.
Her loss, yeah, with 21.
Yeah, and then didn't we
Crazy
also,
run.
what was that one he had with like Lemon Pepper Freestyle? Was that 2021 or
Oh, that
2022?
was a scary hours pack.
Scary Hours,
Scary
yeah.
hours pack,
Was
yeah.
that
Scary
21
hours
or
one.
22?
I think it was 20. It might have been 22.
Yeah, let me look that one up because I'm curious myself.
But yeah, it just shows the consistency.
Yeah, so
Scary Hours 2 was 21.
21. Okay, so he gave us two projects in 21, two projects in 22, and then we got For All the Dogs in 23, right? So that right there, I just literally listed 13 years of consecutive.
Every year, look at
Yeah.
that. 2015. We didn't even mention What a Time to Be Alive in 2015.
Oh shoot, you see the dual album that he had with Future. I didn't even mention that one. I mentioned If You're Reading This, It's Too Late. So like that's 13 years of
Yeah, it's
work,
crazy.
bro. So we're not seeing that ever again.
No.
So, it's kind of unfortunate to see the way like people have soured. People have kind of soured on him and the
No, but
way.
it happens with all the greats. You know what I mean? You look at Kobe when he was dominating. You look at LeBron when he was dominating. Like, it always got to a point where it's like, oh, LeBron again? Kobe again?
But the thing with LeBron is that he's just genuinely an unlikable guy. Like he's not like
I can't wait for the day where we got to a point where like you're a LeBron guy, you're the LeBron guy. And then now it's like, it's like you teeter the line of LeBron. Like I can't wait for the day where, the weekend and Abel, it's like, the shots are going out the weekend.
I'll tell you why I won't. I'll tell you why I'm not gonna have that with The Weeknd, right? The thing with LeBron for me, it's the behavior, it's the antics, and for me, it's a moral thing, right? So I don't want to get too much into specifics. I'm not trying to get his canceled here, but morally, I can't align with a guy like LeBron, right? The thing with The Weeknd is I've seen certain things where I can say that his moral compass is in the right place.
Yeah, like the idol. Yeah, exactly.
I rocked with that show. I thought that
I
was
know,
a
I
good
know, I know.
show.
Can't wait for season two.
He's dropping a movie next year, bro. Hurry up
Can't
tomorrow.
wait, man.
But morally, like I've seen things morally where I'm like, hey, you know what? I'll forever have respect for him on a moral level, because sometimes in life, when things hit the fan, you need these moments where it really reveals character, right? So for many years, I've observed things from LeBron, but I was like, yeah. But now I've seen enough to I can actually assess his character altogether and say, yeah, that's not a good person. So with The Weeknd, he's earned my respect. Even with Drake, I've seen things where I'm like, okay, morally, I can say that I rock with a guy like Drake. So I say all this to say I wouldn't switch up on them. You know what I mean? I've seen enough where it's like, okay, I can, these are dudes that I can rock with and that I can actually support and proudly support them too, because I know where the moral compass lies. So yeah, there's no shots that's gonna be taken at the weekend, bro.
I thought the same thing for LeBron, but you never know what could happen. You never know.
I've seen enough antics from LeBron all these years. I'm like, yo, bro, like I'm done, bro. Like it's, and then I saw, like I was already, you know, like you said, teetering. And then once I saw certain things, I'm like, yo, this dude's a loser, bro. Like I can't.
Well, one guy that we see and is held to a very high regard, and everyone's defending him, Hove. You have Hovengers all over the world. Everyone's favorite artist, Jay-Z. He can do no wrong. Everything he does is greatness, and he's in some scrutiny right now. He's under some hot water. He's been one that right away, he responded to it. With the I don't know, it was an IG. I don't know where he
It
posted
was
it.
on, you know, it was on Twitter. It was on what, X, I think. He put out a
Was it
post
on
right there.
X? Yeah. So
I
he
think so,
posted
yeah.
his response in regarding to the lawyer. Was it Tony Bisbee?
I think that's who's the one who's bringing forward the motion, yeah.
So it's interesting, Jay-Z, he's been highest regard hip hop artist, almost viewed as a mogul in his sense, in his business acumen. How do you feel about this allegation against his name, the serious allegation?
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
To be honest, bro, I'm really not surprised. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah, Cat Williams told us, so it's not wrong.
Yeah,
We're
so
still
that,
here.
and that I think really set things in motion, right? But to be honest, bro, I think a lot of these guys are compromised, right? I think a lot of these guys have some weird skeletons in their closet that I think will slowly come to light. And I think it's just his turn. You know, I watch patterns, right? I look at patterns and I can look at it and say that it always starts with that one civil case. And then that one civil case eventually opens the floodgates to
More
others.
information comes out.
Yeah. And then eventually it opens the doors for other people to now come out and start accusing people of things. And then eventually it takes on a life of its own, and then you can no longer run from it, right? So I seen, you know, Roger Goodell said, oh, we know we're going to continue our partnership with him, and you know, we're going to keep it going. Like you say that now because it looks like he's coming out the gate swinging to defend himself. But if these things start to pile up and more horror stories come out, I think they're going to jump ship, right?
100%. I feel like if we compare it to Diddy's situation, right? Diddy settled right away. That was his response. He's like, oh shit, let me try to clean this up real quick and hopefully it doesn't blow up to where it got to. Jay-Z took a different approach, right? Responding, say, prove it, if we want to go to battle, let's go to battle, let's take this to court. And if you're gonna give such egregious allegations against me, we need to prove this. And this should be a criminal court. This shouldn't be what it is, right? This should be something more severe, right? So I think that was probably the smarter approach, because it's not like everyone's gonna naturally just take Jay-Z's side because they know his character and they've been around him, they've seen him grow up, whatever the case may be. So they're obviously gonna take his side rather than this random lawyer, right? So I think Jay-Z was smart in that approach, because then again, it gives him more time, right? And it gives his team more time as well.
I agree to an extent. I think that statement was a good distraction tactic,
Yeah.
right? Because he's saying things that on the surface, if you look at it, it's like, oh, that's a good point. But if you look at the logistics, it's not possible. Like, so for example, in the statement where he says, if we both agree that this is something that's egregious, wouldn't it make more sense to file a criminal thing versus
Yeah.
a civil?
Civil, yeah.
But on the surface, that seems like a good question. Hey, why not go for criminal versus civil? But lawyers don't file criminal charges. They go to the police. Police have to run it by a district attorney to see whether or not it's something that will actually stick if they go through the whole trial system. So they're probably going to have to go through an extensive investigation and try to see what evidence can they gather. Right? Can they actually get other witnesses to come forward? I wouldn't be surprised if they're working on that behind the scenes.
Right.
But this civil, you see how he used that statement to buy time?
Yeah.
They're going to use this civil trial as a way to buy time and kind of open the door to maybe do a more active criminal investigation, right? Because remember, Diddy did the exact same thing. Like, oh, I'm sick and tired of my good name being dragged through the
Yeah,
mud.
yeah, yeah.
My legacy is being tarnished. I can't take it anymore. It's time to fight back. A couple of days later, the video comes out with what he did to Cassie, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm not really surprised that this came out with a guy like Jay, to be honest. Whether he did it, I don't know, right? But the stuff I heard about Diddy,
True.
so it's like,
Unbelievable too, right?
how can I say that a guy like How can I say like a guy like Jay-Z is innocent? Like I'm not going to be windmilling and caping for him the way Charlamagne and Ebro. Now all of a sudden, it's believe all women until it's
Yeah.
somebody that they like,
Yeah.
and then all of a sudden it's like, oh no, this is egregious. Now you don't want to believe all women. I think a lot of the hypocrisy is showing because when Kendrick said what he said about Drake, people ran with that
Yeah.
narrative like it was true. But
Yeah.
now that it's being
Now
said
this
about
one.
Yeah, but now that
Yeah.
this is coming out now and this is what's being said, now people suddenly they have a moral compass that says, no, it can't be true.
Yeah. Yeah, there is definitely a lot of hypocrisy out there, right? And again, maybe it just needed to be delivered in a song, and maybe they'd be like, oh, the song's sick, so it has to be believable, you know what I mean? Like, if Kendrick just said it, it probably just wouldn't have the same validity that it did. But like, since he did it in a bop, a West Coast bop, it was like, oh shit, maybe he is, you know what I mean? So it's just crazy to see like how one character can be defamed, but like someone else's character, since he's your idol, then it's not the same. No, it's no way, it's impossible. But the
Yeah.
same thing happened with Diddy. Like, everyone was like, ah, nah, like, I know Diddy, blah, 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 blah. But then, do you really know Diddy? Because all, like, you were always going to the parties, you were always hanging out, you were always working on Revolt and doing all these things. But then, oh, now it's like, oh, nah, he's disgusting. So, like, what's the difference with a guy like Hove? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, he's doing all these great things as a businessman. He's done all these things for in the NFL, musically, for artists, Roc Nation, all these different things. But, like, we
Yeah,
don't know.
I know, and bro, like we grew up in that YouTube conspiracy theory
Yeah.
videos era, right? So
Yeah,
we
the all Illuminati stuff.
yeah, so we always grew up hearing a lot of these things, and then obviously, sometimes you go in like in the barbershop or you talk to that one friend that will always tell you, oh, this person's down with this, this person's down with this. So whether you believe that's entirely up to an individual, what they want to believe or whatever, right? But we can't act like this is new information that we've never heard before. If you ever watch any of those videos on YouTube growing up, or you've ever listened to that kind of content, or you ever spoke to people, whether it's a barbershop or those friends that you have that just see things differently.
If you listen to Run This Town backwards.
Yeah. So you've always had these conversations. These things are always kind of said in passing, right? And it's like, whether you believe it, that's a different thing, but you've heard it, right? So because you've heard it before, now it's kind of like, hey, I've heard this long time before. Now it's kind of being discussed on a mainstream level. You should at least ask the question, is it true? Is it not true? Like, we've all heard the stuff about the rock and throwing up the diamond with Jay, right? We've all heard these things here and there. So at this point, especially with when we've seen what happened with Diddy and all this stuff that came out about him, about the parties, the baby oil, all that weirdo stuff, I think at least people shouldn't dismiss it and say, no, this is a false claim. You shouldn't believe it either. But
But they're dismissing a lot. Like, there's the whole thing with like when Jay-Z started dating Beyonce with their age difference. There's the whole Jay-Z and R. Kelly, like they had albums together, they were making music, they were going on tour together and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So there's all these things that are like hint at it. Likewise with Diddy, there's all these things that like hint at his like, you know, like him being a monster. So it's like, why isn't it held to the same weight, you know, just because it's his Hov, you know? Like, I don't understand.
And it's funny because what was it like? I used to make jokes about this all the time a few years ago. Like, just actually, not just a few years ago, just in general, I've always found that like these lyrics to be weird. When he's like, "You're more than my girl, we're like brothers. All night we will play fight undercover." Like, what are you talking about? Like, I've always found that bar to be strange, right? But then, okay, Kendrick has that whole thing he says about Drake and his bars. Okay, go back and listen to what Nas said about Jay on Ether. Like, oh, Fox kept you hot because you kept your face in her puss, which you think you're getting girls now because of your looks. And we know, or at least we suspect, that when Fox was deemed to be underage or a minor, she had somewhat of a relationship with Jay, allegedly, right? And then you talk about the Beyonce thing. Well, was he grooming her? Was it like, we don't know. There's things that's out there for sure, right? So are those things indicative of a larger problem? It very well could be. So
100%. Like, we've just ignored it in the past, or we've just been distracted by excellence or just all these different business things that have occurred, but it's just like the facts have always been there, you know? Like,
yeah.
we didn't, it wasn't, it's not like a Bernstein thing. Like, nah, like this was what it was. You know, just we grew up and like things change over time and like life happens. So, like, eventually we're just like, oh, blueprint, this, that, you know what I mean? We don't focus on like, wait until someone brings it to the light, you know what I mean? And this is where we're at right now, where someone's trying to bring it to the light, and then now we're like thinking back, like, wait, Beyonce, wait, Ether, wait, all these different things. It's like, damn, wait, hold on, you know what I mean? So you
But
can't all none of the, I'm not saying like he did it or he didn't do it, but at the end of the day, it's like we can't be so quick to say, nah, no way, you know what I mean? Because it's you never know with these people and this industry that we're in.
exactly, and that's kind of like, and that's exactly what I believe too. I'm not going to adjudicate the guy here on this podcast. That's what you have a justice system for. They'll decide whether or not he is what he's accused of being. But yeah, I'm not dismissing that. Oh yeah, I'm not gonna be like, Stephen A. Smith and Charlemagne and Ebro and say, oh, there's no way, there's no way. No, there is a way, and it's very plausible, right? So I'm gonna keep an open mind that, yo, this very well may be true, and see how it plays out. And I think, one thing I realized too in this society, it's really all about who people like. So as long as, they're in the good graces or they're in the good books and, mainstream media likes them, they'll overlook a lot of the things that they do wrong. But then if there's somebody that they don't like, then they'll direct everyone's attention to that person and say, no, you're not supposed to like that person. And I think with Jay-Z, for the most part, he's someone that people like. So they're not as willing to cancel him, right? And I partially think it's because Jay-Z plays the game. You know, he does as he's told. He's not going out there. He's not saying anything wild. He's not saying anything crazy. He's going to stick to the script as it
And
is.
Beyonce helps him as a shield as well, right? You know, like Beyonce is a major icon, right? And when she's doing the Christmas halftime performance, and there's all these different things like the Cowboy Carter, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, like let's not focus on what's happening with Jay-Z. Like Beyonce is about to perform, or Beyonce is about to drop music, or whatever the case may be. So like he has a shield too. So he's been able to be in the shadows for the longest time.
Yeah, and then, but it just goes to show how phony this industry can be, because if they decide that, hey, you know what, we just want to wash our hands clean of Jay-Z, then they can shape and shift public perception into making people not like him, right? And then you'll see all these media personalities that are caping for him one day will switch upon him the next day. These guys, I realize, have no loyalty to anything but their own interests. I'll leave that to people to decide whether that's a good or bad thing, right? But there's no loyalty in this business, right? They had no problem going at Drake, but then as soon as it became Jay-Z, that's where they draw the line. And you see a shift and tone, you see a shift in their tone and how they discuss it, right? And if you
They
look at
don't have
it,
they have no problem getting up, dancing around to the Kent, not like us, like, you know what I mean? When it's an egregious claim against one individual, but just because, you know, that individual's losing, so let's dogpile on him. Right? But
And
now it's the other way around. It's like, oh no, like, whoa, like we gotta think this through, blah 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 blah. Like, isn't it kind of crazy? Like rape, what? Like rape, pedophile, like what are we talking about?
all you got to do is follow the money, because I mean, I'm going to assume Revolt is still an operating company. If I'm
Probably.
not mistaken, they are,
The
right?
Carisha still doing her little interviews.
So, and if I'm not mistaken, I think Breakfast Club had a joint venture with Revolt as well as iHeartRadio, right? I don't know if they're still doing that or not, but I know at one point they fell under the Revolt umbrella somehow. And I think even Joe Budden, I don't know if he is now, but at one point he probably was.
I mean, business operations with Revolt are probably like, I don't know, like somewhat on hold. Like I don't
Yeah,
know the
possibly,
details
but
of it, but
and Roc Nation, I'm pretty sure is paying a lot of these guys under the table, right? Giving them money in exchange for, you know, favorable coverage, right? Or representing them. So people will go where their bread is buttered, right? But I think if more information was to come out about Jay-Z and it got to the point where it was like overwhelming, a lot of these people will see, okay, that's a sinking ship. Let me switch sides now. And let me switch sides and talk like now I'm this moral authority that can now point the finger and say, yeah, he was a bad guy this whole time. Like people are very, especially people in the media, they're very fickle like that. And they just go where their bread is buttered, bro.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's true. It's crazy times we're living in. What will happen next? You know, we still have a few weeks left in December. I'm sure there's more to come.
100%, bro. It's just crazy. Like since 2020, nonstop, it's just been like every year is just kind of like going. It's just getting wilder and wilder as time goes on. It's
Expect the unexpected at this point.
100%. And I will say this, because it was funny, as soon as it came out about Diddy, everyone's like, oh, Jay-Z's next, right? Now that Jay-Z's name's out there, it's like, oh, this person's next. So do you think it's more so that people just want them to be next? Or do you think people have strong suspicions and they now believe that justice is in the air and that everyone is going to get their their time in court, so to speak.
I don't know. I don't know, 'cause like things are happen and occurs at such a random rate that it's like it's hard to even predict or estimate what is what, you know? So again, as more people talk on these microphones and more information comes out, it's easier to kind of predict or lean towards, but like I don't know. Like again, the focus was just Kendrick, his album, and the Drake lawsuit. Then it quickly shifted to this Jay-Z incident. So I don't know. Like, would you predict that this Jay-Z thing would come out like so soon?
I didn't predict it would happen now, but it
But
was in the
eventually.
back, it did, it was in the back of my mind that something would come
Yeah, I
because
mean, yeah, after the Diddy thing, like I feel like, yeah, you're right, like things would definitely slowly unravel. And again, Cat Williams set it off in January, and it's all come to fruition, you
and I
know?
think like okay, we did an episode a few months ago, and then I remember I was saying, they used to call him America's dad, right? Bill Cosby. And then to see the public opinion completely shifted on Bill Cosby. Like, think about how people viewed him 20 years ago versus how they view him now, right? So if someone like that can be taken down, then no one is exempt, right?
Yeah,
So
no
no,
one is that.
yeah, no one
Yeah,
is exempt
exactly. We're
and
gonna
no
see
one.
people switch up same ways. If things happen with Jay-Z and he's found guilty or he settles or whatever the case may be, like we're gonna see the same shift. And who knows? Like it'll be unfortunate, but maybe it's what we need as a society to be like, you really can't, you know what the industry is. You can't be so gullible just to be like, oh no, nah, it can never be Hov. He's been my icon, my idol for so long.
Yeah, it's true.
But people looked up to Diddy the same way, you know what I mean? So
And there's so much that we can learn. Like, number one, like, we have this thing that we do as a society that when we see people who have money or we see people who are famous, we automatically equate to them being intelligent or being experts or being moral beings.
yeah.
That we forget that they're human beings with flaws, right? And I think when Trump won, Kamala had how many people endorsing her? Taylor Swift, Beyoncé, you had,
Meg Cardi,
yeah, you had LeBron, right? You had all
Eminem,
the,
yeah.
yeah, Eminem. So these are all people who combined probably have billions of followers across social platforms. And you still lost to this guy who had the respect of the people.
Yeah.
So it just kind of goes to show that I think we're leaving this celebrity influencer era and we're entering a time where people want truth.
Yeah. I mean, it's a
Right?
lot of smokes and mirrors. That's all it
Yeah.
comes down to. It's a lot of smoke and mirrors.
And people are seeing it quick. Like we're saying, these past 4 years have been wild. The reason why they've been wild is because people are having an awakening.
Yeah.
A lot of the institutions and systems and things that people believed in, the distrust is at an all-time high.
Yeah.
Or
Yeah.
the mistrust is at an all-time high. So people are seeing through a lot of these things. So this celebrity influencer thing is over. And if I'm going to make a hot take prediction, right? You mentioned him earlier. I would say LeBron at some point will probably be the next on the chopping block. And
As
I
long
mean
as he
that.
keeps playing, he'll be all right, man. You know
But
what I
that's the thing,
mean? Focus on Bronny.
you can't play forever. And I think some unflattering, unsavory things will come on. Maybe it's not similar to what Jay and Diddy did, but maybe it'll be about getting extra help off the court to help your performance
Steroids,
on the court. Yeah,
yeah.
PED, steroids, allegedly. But I find it interesting that when Chael Sonnen brought it up many times,
Yeah.
you never thought to dispel it, you never thought to disprove it.
Yeah.
All the in courts, what they would call circumstantial evidence points to him being on something,
Yeah.
right? The DEA investigated him. He passed that investigation off of a technicality, right? So I think some unsavory things will come out, but once one thing comes out, there usually tends to be a snowball effect where other things start to come out.
But like if we even look at the Drake situation, right? We can't say that UMG and Universal didn't do the same thing that they did for Kendrick for Drake in his 10-year run, right? So back to your LeBron point, right? If LeBron is the face of the league, and what we're seeing now in the NBA is they don't have a next face of the league. So if they have a face in the league, of course they're going to try to sustain it for as long as possible. So if there is any substantial evidence to prove that he did PEDs, they're going to push that to the side. You know what I mean? But then again, eventually people will be woken up when he's no longer the face and they found a new face to the league. Then all the evidence is going to start to come out.
And honestly, you're only good as long as you're valuable, right? Once they no longer see your value, there's no problem with tossing you to the wolves. I think with a guy like LeBron, he's the face of the league because they're making him and positioning him as the face of the league. I feel very comfortable saying that if he was to retire, we would see an increase in viewership, to be honest. Because I think many
That's
people.
another hot take. You got two, you're on
Yeah,
fire.
because I
NBA
think
Jam.
people, bro, because I think people genuinely are turned off and rubbed the wrong way by this guy. Pause. Like, his conduct is just very unbecoming for what you expect of a typical athlete. Like, when you think of athletes, you always think of people who are mentally tough, that when there's a challenge, they find a way to rise above it. Perseverance, right? It's what endears us to athletes. So when you think about a guy like Jordan, that's what endears us to him. When you think about a guy like Curry, he was an undersized guard who only got recruited by Davidson and against all odds became what he became. Like, these are always the stories that really
LeBron had
gravitate
that
people.
similar story though, out of Akron, Ohio.
But didn't he just guy?
The
The guy was already destined from high school. They're just
chosen
calling
one.
him the chosen one. So already off rip, people can't identify with you. Because it looks like you were chosen, so it was given to you, it wasn't earned, right? And then everything you've done in your career up to a certain point reinforces that. And then on top of that, too, the fact that it's the same cycle, oh, I need help, oh, this team is looking good, they don't play well, oh, I need help. It's just a constant cycle. So he's not endearing people. I think especially people who are basketball purists and who genuinely love the game, I think they cannot wait until the day that this guy retires. And I think we're going to see an uptick in views.
Okay, we'll see. Because right now there's a decline in viewership in the NBA. The NBA Cup is on right now. No one gives two shits about that.
And who's their
So
face? And who's their face right now?
they
Like
don't have
who?
one. They
But
don't have one.
who created the culture of the NBA right now? Like, who set the culture for the way guys are behaving now?
LeBron, this is why it's in this spot right now, because he's no longer can live up to what he set with the culture of the NBA. So now it's just like they don't know how to act. All these other players are just falling under the LeBron act. So now it's just like they don't know how to act as an individual and just, persevere in their own way and lead a team to do things that are like, wow, like that's I have this is much CTV. Now it's just all like kumbaya, you know what I mean? What's next, This Boston Celtics team, is a juggernaut. And this is like, well, this was because LeBron put together us putting together these somewhat super teams. And now we have a team that stuck together with Jaylen Brown and Tatum, and they were able to build around it. And now it's, there's no stopping them.
So that's why I think this stuff is cyclical. So I think, and that kind of, I think, ties into the point that I'm making is that once he's out, I think the league will be in better hands.
Well,
And
true, because you could see like teams like OKC, an organic organization somewhat, that are, they're a young team, they're exciting, but I feel like they don't get that same coverage or focus because of that whole LeBron
yeah,
way.
He's
of doing
just,
things.
yeah, he's literally just this dark cloud that's hanging over the NBA because, you know, I believe that he pays people in media, in mainstream media, to push his propaganda for him, right? Guys like Brian Windhorst, Nick Wright, Shannon Sharp. Like, bro, Shannon Sharp, and these are his words. He wrote, I think it was 2011 or 2012. He said the greatest basketball players, and these are his words. He said, God, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, in that order. This is Shannon Sharp in 2012.
Yeah, now look at him.
How
Gold
is it
mask
now?
and everything.
Yeah. So, how is it now in 2024? You said you have Kobe in ninth or 10th place. What information changed? Like, what have you seen change so much that this guy moves from number 3 on your list to number 10? And then even Nick Wright, he tweeted many years ago that the greatest players I personally ever saw with my own eyes were Jordan and Kobe, and now suddenly LeBron leapfrogs all these.
Surpass.
Like, it's obvious that a lot of these guys are compromised, right? But, and Gilbert Arenas is the worst by far, right? But it's very obvious that they're compromised. But because that's who's greasing their palms, they're gonna just stick to the script.
So that makes sense in what you say in terms of it's holding it back. Because we have all this propaganda leading to LeBron, LeBron, LeBron. How can anyone else get that same attention? You know what I mean?
And that's the thing, and you've never seen athletes of the past do it. Like, Jordan was not thirsty or desperate for attention. Kobe wasn't
And
desperate for
that, like,
attention.
it was natural. You had to talk about
Yeah.
it. Yeah.
And that's why I think even marketing back then was better because you could kind of balance it out with other guys. Like,
Yeah.
Kobe got his shine, Carter got his, T-Mac got his, Iverson
Yeah.
got his. These guys were not doing things for attention. So there was more of it to go around. But when this guy who, if his name is not being mentioned, he's going to do something on social media or say something or use someone in the media to put a story out.
But he said he's done with social media. He said he's taking a break.
I'm
Zero
sure he
Dark
has a
30 came
burner.
early.
Yeah, I'm sure
Zero
he has
Dark
a
30 before playoffs.
I'm sure he has a burner account that he's sifting through things, right? But like, and that's why I think it's not good for the game what he's doing. Because even now, the biggest storyline is that, oh, LeBron may potentially seek a trade from the Lakers and go to the Warriors. Well, Brian Windhorst is putting that out there. Where's Brian Windhorst getting that information from? And it's always guys like Brian Windhorst and Kendrick Perkins that are putting out these stories. Who's their source?
LeBron.
Thank you. So, and bro, like, think about this. I'm supposed to believe that this guy's best friend has an agency in Clutch Sports. LeBron has no involvement in Clutch Sports. Is that's not tampering?
That's 100% tampering, and Clutch Sports has every player in the NBA on their roster.
Somehow they end up on the Lakers, right? So again, this is the kind of stuff that I'm talking about that eventually people are starting to wake up and see these things. So long story short, I wouldn't be surprised if at some point some unsavory, unflattering stories come out about him. And then public perception of him starts to shift.
Oh, we got to wait and see one at a time, right? They got to get through Jay-Z first.
That's curly emotion. But yeah, Jordan, this was a great episode. It's great having you on.
Yes. It's good to be back. It's been a while.
Till next time.
Salute.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.